Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Linda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and tonight's show is going to be an all prophetic show. I had so many pages of words, I thought I better go ahead and do the show. Before I start, I want to share with you a revelation that my friend Nate shared with me by email, because I love this revelation. He shared it with me on February 21st, almost a month ago, and I'm still thinking about it. I like it so much. And I had said on the podcast or on Facebook one that I was studying the Word and looking words up in the Strong's, which is something I do fairly often. And he thought of a scripture, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And y'all have heard the Lord say that in words. He said, such an easy scripture to just read without digging deep into it. It means so much more than you think. What is being said here is that God is telling us to redeem the time, which means to purchase the time. God is saying we are to purchase time with Him. If we are to purchase time with Him, what is our currency? Our own time, our own will. What God said, when God said to lose your life, He is telling us to buy truth, instruction, wisdom, and understanding with our own life as currency. Whatever we would be doing to please ourselves, we give up to please God by praying, reading, studying, doing His work, etc. We can do things that are enjoyable, but having God first in doing those things is a big part of it. Those things cover everything God wants us to gain, and in gaining, we begin to lose our sinful nature. That is so true. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Proverbs 23:23. Isn't that good? I love, love, love that revelation. Okay, now, I've been taking note just the last couple of days. I didn't start doing this a week ago, but the last few days, I've been taking note of some of you PayPal donors and adding your names to a list and asking the Lord if He had any word for you. So some of these words were received that way. I will continue to do that so everybody who wants a word can get one for as long as the Lord continues to give me words for you guys. If you send a donation and you have not received a word, you can ask to be put on that list. Now, I would suggest that you get paper and a pen so you can write down if you hear your name. And you can mark, if you're listening by computer, you can mark at what minute you heard it so you can go back and listen to it. Now, in order to know if a word is for you, here's how you know. When you hear the word being spoken, if it feels like God is speaking through my voice to you, then that word is for you. That message is for you. That is how you know if God is speaking to you, okay? And that is true no matter who you're listening to. It's the same way. Okay. Lou, a true man of God, the Lord is saying, you have sacrificed many pleasures of the flesh in order to serve God more fully. The Lord says you have a mighty reward coming, as He is about to reward you, Lou. Satan is also setting traps for you, so be on guard, Lou, for the enemy seeks to destroy the ministry the Lord has for you to do. Natalie, you are a helper. You just love to help people. The Lord has placed that desire in you, Natalie, and He will soon draw you to a group of people to help, one of whom is not what they appear to be. The enemy will try to make you fall through this one person, so be on guard against this trap. When you finish ministering to this group of people, the Lord says you are going on a trip, a vacation, that will refresh your soul. You will have great peace, Natalie. Cindy, a happy person you are. The joy of the Lord is in your heart. The Lord wants you to know there is a good sum of money coming to you soon, Cindy, and to use it wisely. Use it to bring joy to others as well as yourself, but especially those you know of the household of faith, and God will bless you for this. Nene, Nene, you have asked the Lord for a word, and your name came up in my spirit days before this podcast. You are loved by many people, but your soul is not satisfied. You long for something more. What is missing, only the Lord can give you, Nene. You love the Lord, but there are some sins you have refused to lay down, and so he is not able to enter that part of your soul. Nene, I feel like one of them might be pornography. You have locked him out. Lay down the sins, Nene. This is no time to be playing with the Lord. Now, you know this. You've just been putting it off. Nene, it is not time to put this off. Just lay them down. He will help you to give them up to him, and then you will have that closeness with him that you crave, and you won't feel that emptiness anymore. Alice. Oh, Alice, you long for the Lord so much. The Lord looks on you with great love, Alice. He loves you so much, but you do not love yourself. Something was done to you long ago, and you have disliked yourself ever since. The Lord says that is behind you, and he wants you to release it right now, Alice. In Jesus' name, I cut that soul tie in the name of the living God, Jesus, and by his authority. It is gone in Jesus' name. Walk forth in joy, Alice. Leisha, you have been going through a very hard time for a while now, and you have just not been able to get ahead. You really love the Lord, and he wants you to know that you are going to come into some wealth. This wealth will come suddenly to you, and there is nothing you need to do to receive it. The hard times you go through now are for the anointing to teach others, Leisha. You will no longer be poor, but the Lord desires you would be very humble when the wealth comes and not become prideful or stuck up or think you're special. It is part of your calling and nothing you did when it comes, and you are to remember that and to honor him in all you do with every dollar you receive. He says if you do at all become prideful, that he will take that away and you will be poor the rest of your life. Do the right thing, Leisha. The wealth is not for showing off, it is for sharing. Corinne or Lorend or Lauren, I see you in school, like college. I don't know if you're in college now or about to go to college, or if this symbolizes some other type of learning event, but I see you in school. The Lord says you are a very organized thinker. You have a plan and you adhere to your plan at all times. You know you can accomplish much in this way. The Lord says, though, that the degree you are pursuing, the direction you are heading, is not his will for you. He wants you to know that that is your choice and you are free to pursue it, but that he cannot and will not bless it because it is against his will. What you are pursuing is a worldly path, and the path he wants you on is something that helps people. It's like social work or something like that. He says he gave you the skill set you have and the organized thinking to use for the kingdom, and that is what he wants you to do with it. Kathy, you are on a long journey. You've been on this journey for some time now, and you're getting tired and kind of wondering, what is all this even for? The Lord says to you, Kathy, that while you were on this journey for him, he protected you from many snares and troubles the enemy had planned to attack you with. You have not gained so much on this journey as you have not lost by being on this journey. So while it looks like it was for nothing, you will not know until you reach heaven what the Lord has protected you from. He says to you, do not grow weary in well-doing, Kathy. Lynn, you are about to start a new job. Your old job did not have much challenge for you. Your new job will, though. The Lord said he has answered your prayers for more challenge, but do not be offended at him at the level of challenges you face in this job you ask him for. Tommy, you just had a relationship end and you're feeling a little empty right now. The Lord says you are picking the wrong women, Tommy. You're choosing based on what you see, who looks hot to you, but the Lord wants you to choose someone who is on fire for him instead. And then, and only then, he says, will he bless it. Choose wisely, Tommy. Lonnie or Ronnie, I'm not sure which it is, or both. You have made many bad choices in your life, but you have continued on trying to do better. The Lord says to tell you that it is Satan directing those wrong choices through wrong desires, and if you will rebuke the wrong desires, those that are not in line with the Word of God, then the wrong choices will take care of themselves and not be a problem anymore. I see a male and female struggling for mastery of you. So I think you have probably struggled with homosexuality at some point or for a period of time. The Lord says you have a heart to serve Him truly, but you struggle with these wrong desires. He is willing to take them off of you, but you must refuse them at every turn. This means not only when temptation comes through a person or place, but also when it comes in the form of fantasies or just wishing things were different. The Lord says they can be different because if you will do this for His glory, He will bless you in ways you never imagined. Choose wisely. Now, one of the things that you have to know about that is if you even have the thought of a same-sex person in a relationship or sexual kind of thought, rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I cast down that thought in Jesus' name. I'll have no part of that in the name of Jesus. Sin does not have dominion over me. Lord, let that sin not have dominion over me. Just speak it out loud every time it comes, and Satan will stop bothering you with that. Aiden or Hayden or something that sounds like that. You are a very headstrong person. You are what the Lord calls stiff-necked. You refuse to do as He is leading you to do because you insist on having things your own way. The Lord says to tell you that if you do not stop being headstrong, if you do not follow His leading, He is going to give you your way. And you are not going to like the results of that. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. The Lord does not like it. It is pridefulness. And pridefulness will get you in a lot of trouble with God. Choose wisely so you do not live a life of regret. Nick or Rick or Mick or something that sounds like that. You are a happy guy. I see you just going through your days being very upbeat. The Lord says to warn you that the bottom is about to drop out of your life. Someone near you whose life affects yours in a big way is going to make a very bad decision, and it is going to cause you great pain. Draw near to the Lord now that He may prepare you for what is coming. Draw near to Him by going aside, going alone with Him somewhere, whether that's at your house or somewhere else, and praying. Do this every day. Set a time aside to go aside with the Lord and pray. When I say go aside, that means leave everything away from it. The cell phone, the computer, go away from all that. Go aside with just you and the Lord and pray and spend time praying. Don't pray 2 minutes and then go back. That's not the way that works. You do this for like a half hour, hour a day. An hour a day is a good start. Do this daily. This will help you get through what is about to happen. You're really going to struggle if you don't do this. Lynn or Linda, you are entering a time of restoration. Someone left you by betrayal like a spouse. The Lord says He is going to restore your happiness and even greater, and to just hang on. Just hang on. I can feel your pain. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for what happened to you. Just hang on. God is going to give you even greater happiness, even though you cannot imagine that could happen after what you have suffered, the loss you have suffered. God knows how to do this. He knows how to do this. He knows what makes you happy. The Lord has seen the tears you have cried and how difficult everything has been for you, and He is not ignoring you. Hang on. Just hang on, okay? Danny, you are an outdoors kind of guy. You feel closest to the Lord when you're out in nature alone. You love the quiet. The Lord says He is going to start drawing you deeper in with Him. That's a way where He draws you closer. That He wants to show you some things, to reveal to you things you do not know. There is one very deep revelation that is going to be life-changing for you. It will shock you, and you will be amazed the Lord revealed it to you. Press into Him for these revelations. Spend more time with Him. Pray longer. Read His word or listen to it. He wants to share these truths with you. Carla, You are what we would call a good girl. You just prefer doing what's right over doing what's wrong. The Lord has seen this, and He is going to reward you. You have asked Him for something very big that is very important to you. And He wants you to know that He has granted your request. The thing you have asked for is being done. Watch for it. Ben, I see you going very fast. This may mean that you're a very driven person, always getting things done, never slowing down. The Lord says you are about to hit a wall and you do not see it coming up. This may be a health event, I don't know, but you're going to hit a wall that is going to stop all that going, at least temporarily. The Lord wants you to draw near to Him by praying and spending some time reading His Word so He can prepare you for this. And that's another one of those daily things, Ben, like I just talked about, some time every day with the Lord. He says you won't slow down, so it won't be avoided. So it is going to happen. Amy, I hear the words top-notch regarding you, Amy. I don't know if they apply to you or something you've been talking to the Lord about. I see children playing near you inside a room or a house. I'm not sure what that means to you. The Lord says you have a very deep issue, Amy, like an emotional trauma or something of that nature. And He is saying He wants to do spiritual surgery on you and take that out. He does not want you to carry that any longer. If you grant the Lord permission, He is going to step in as your heavenly physician, and He's going to get rid of that for you, Amy, so you can be free of it forever. Just say yes, Amy. John, you are a businessman and very intelligent. I don't see people around you, so you may be something of a loner. From what I am seeing, I would say you have believed in the Lord for many years, but you do not have that intimacy with Him like you really want. And your intelligence makes it hard for you to believe in the spiritual, so you don't know how to get it. John, you know God is real. And if He is real, He is a spirit, so we communicate with Him with our spirits. To get closer to Him, you go alone with Him and really open up your heart. Tell Him everything you're thinking about, your hopes, your fears, your dreams, all of it. The Lord says to you, come to me, John. I am waiting for you. Come to me. Beth, you are a happy, upbeat person. I see another person with you, a spouse or a business partner maybe, I'm not sure. This person is very dark. I cannot see anything about them. Beth, the Lord says there is a long and painful event coming up for you. I think it may be an extended period of illness of some kind, something like that. And this event is going to try your faith. The Lord says, hold on to your faith, Beth. This event has a purpose you cannot see right now. Just hold on. Continue to believe in me and my word, for I have your best interest at heart, and it is not always immediately obvious what I am doing or allowing to be done. Sometimes the blessings in an event are not revealed until later. Hold on to your faith. As I like to say, sometimes the blessings of God come wrapped in really ugly wrapping paper. Hang in there, Beth. Judy or Julie, you are headed someplace, but the Lord says you are heading the wrong way. He is saying, stop, listen, and wait until you hear from Him before proceeding, or the way you are heading is going to be very costly to get out of. Maureen, you have been through the proverbial rainy day lately, only it has been numerous rainy days in your case. You have asked the Lord again and again, why me, Lord? Much of your resources have been used up because of this. The Lord says He will now bring you more than your usual income so you may build your resources back up, that all of what happened has a reason you cannot yet see, and He is going to use it. Just hang on, Maureen. Christina or Chrissy, there is someone near you who has evil intention towards you that you do not see. Pray and the Lord will reveal to you who this Judas person is, that you may escape the trap Satan has set for you to do you harm. Ashley, I see you running, Ashley, but the Lord says you cannot run away from your past. He says to turn, stand and face that which you fear, and it shall not overtake you. Stand in His power on His word. Diane, I see sparkles around you, Diane, like gems. I don't know what this means, but I think it's something coming in your future, something very sparkly. It makes me think of jewelry for whatever reason, but I think it's a good thing that's coming. John or Johnny, things have been going pretty smoothly lately for you, but the Lord is showing me a big bump coming up in the road for you. Brace for this bump by building your faith in Him and His Word, and it will not slow you down. Larry, you have for a while now been in a situation where you are stuck. The Lord says He is going to free you up from that and that you are to use your new freedom to serve Him. If you use it for any other purpose, there will be a price to pay. Be sure you use it for Him, Larry. Kat or Catherine, I see glamour around you. I don't know if this is how you look or if you work in a glamour-related industry, but I see glamour. Catherine, you've been very perplexed about something for a long time, something that has puzzled you that you really want an answer to. The Lord says the answer is near you, and if you will search for it, it will be found. It is near you physically, Catherine. Look, and you will find it. Tina, you've had a little bit of rebellion towards walking in the ways of the Lord. You've basically told Him, I'll do this, but I will not do that, God. The Lord says to tell you that He accepts your conditions, and His response is you will have very little blessing in your life. The way of the transgressor is hard, Tina, but it's your choice. Shannon, you are an absolute delight to the Lord our God. He smiles really big over you. The Lord says He wants to bless you more than you are blessed now because you delight in Him and you delight in His commandments and in walking in His ways. He says to tell you more blessing is coming your way, Shannon, and to watch for it and receive it. Do not turn it away, but receive it. This is going to be something you're going to have the choice to receive or turn it away. Do not turn it away. Herman, you have been a faithful servant of the Lord for a long time. The Lord says there is a delight coming to you this year. He delights in rewarding you, Herman. And also, Herman, be watchful over your health in the next 2 years. I see a health event coming for you. Be very careful about that. Philip, I see you are a very masculine man, Philip, but inside you are very soft. No one would guess that by your outside, though. The Lord says He has an assignment for you, Philip, that is going to test your limits. This will be a very challenging assignment. He is going to send someone to you soon with this assignment. Watch for it. You will recognize it when it comes if you are watching. Lenny, I see some drug use in your past, Lenny, but you have overcome for a time from it. The Lord says He would like to use your testimony of complete deliverance to reach many people, and that if you will give your desire to do drugs to Him, He will completely deliver you where you have no desire to do drugs, and you can give your testimony to being delivered to glorify Him. Robert, Bobby, or Bob, I see you have a heart issue, a heart problem. This is a physical problem that needs to be diagnosed as soon as possible. You need to have this seen about right away because this is going to cause a very serious event if you do not. Please take this warning seriously. Jill or Jillian, you are a pretty girl, but you do not feel anyone loves you. You have felt this way for a very long time. Someone spoke something over you a very long time ago and caused you to feel unloved. And no matter what anyone says or does, you do not feel their love and you do not love yourself. The Lord says He wants to heal you of this. If you will give this to Him in prayer, He will take it from you and you will begin to feel love for yourself and feel the love of other people who love you. You can be free of this, Jillian. Just pray and say, Lord, I give this to you right now in the name of Jesus. Gloria, I see flowers when I see your name. Like a bouquet of beautiful flowers. You are like a breath of springtime, Gloria, and you bring joy to those around you. The Lord says there is something coming in your life that is going to cause you to stop smiling for a time, but He wants you to know it is not a permanent change, and that he is walking with you through this event. He says he has great joy for you on the other side of it, and to just hang on when it happens. It is for a reason. Nancy, you try to have hope when others would have given up. I see your life is not an easy one. And the Lord is saying he wants to help shoulder more of your burden, but that you need to learn to see him as your husband so he can do that. I see you have no earthly husband. He is your husband now, Nancy. Start speaking to the Lord and treating him as your husband, and you will see your burdens lifted tremendously. Okay, that's the last of the words that I have for today. I hope that this has been a blessing to y'all, and I hope that these words are helping you. If you want to receive a word on the podcast and you've not received one, just pray and ask the Lord to bring a word forth for you, because what he does, sometimes I'll be sitting here praying about something and he'll speak somebody's name to me. And when he speaks the name, if nothing comes behind it, I'll add it to the list to see if he has words for the podcast. Sometimes he'll speak a word and he'll say the name and then he'll start speaking a word. In which case, I go ahead and take the word down. But either way, he can tell me your name, or he can tell me a name that you give him that only you and him know about it. If you listen to this podcast with other people and you don't want them to know if you're getting a word, just pick out a name only you and God know about, and tell him to give me that name, and he will. But I hope that y'all all have a great week. Jesus bless you. Thank you for listening. Bye now. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com. In print and kindle, loosed from chains of darkness, and be free. You don't have to look far to see. The world around us is constantly changing, often in very unexpected ways. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss. Is worse coming? What is coming to the world for the people of God in these last days? What does God want us doing while we're waiting for His reappearance? Now is the Time contains 217 prophetic messages from the throne room of God, discussing what is coming to America and the world in these end times, along with instructions on what to do to prepare. The Lord God has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time, the 2015 messages, available in print only through wingsofprophecy.com. Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time.